Welcome to A Winnipeg Slice, stories about a little piece of Winnipeg. On today's A Winnipeg Slice,
CJNU 93.7 FM on location at the Winnipeg Folk Festival. It's a gorgeous Saturday afternoon. The mercury has soared past 30 degrees already today, and we're trying to catch as much shade as we possibly can. I'm joined now by one of the many volunteers that help power this festival. Tell me your name and a little bit about yourself.
Hi, my name's Ida, and I've been coming to the Folk Fest for many years. I think I probably came for the first time with my mom and my siblings, maybe around age 19 or so. So yeah, many, many years. It's a great festival.
It's something that keeps a lot of people coming back year on year, both as attendees and performers and volunteers. So what's your current role as a volunteer?
My current role is I'm in the campground putting wristbands on all the campers.
It's an awesome thing to do, and you get to meet everyone as they're coming through.
Yeah, precisely.
So what keeps you coming back to Folk Fest each year?
Folk Fest really is a great festival. It's a wonderful time to be out in nature for pretty well 5 days. And it's a wonderful community. The music is fantastic. The people who come here are wonderful. The volunteers are wonderful. So it really feels like a community. And a like-minded community with great values, open-minded, and of course we're all exposed to fantastic music that we might not have discovered up until Folk Fest.
Brilliant. Do you think it's a uniquely Winnipeg or a uniquely Manitoba thing?
That's a very good question. I'm guessing that a lot of folk festivals are similar to this. This one is just huge and very, very well organized.
Fantastic. Thank you so much for taking some time to chat with me today.
My pleasure.
This has been A Winnipeg Slice on 93.7 CJNU. A Winnipeg Slice. Stories about a little piece of Winnipeg.